Welcome to Pennal, croeso I Pennal, and welcome to our guided walk to hear a little more about our village and what makes it special. One of those is the parish church, St. Peter ad Vincula. This has been a Christian site since the 6th century, built upon a pre-Christian sacred one. All Jews grew in the churchyard, a sign of an ancient site, until a few decades ago. But in the age of saints, two saints from Brittany, Tanog and Athreas, erected a stone or cross on raised ground near the river crossing, and later established a cell and the first church. They were probably on their way to St. Cadfan's Church and Clas in Tywyn, an important Christian community and a place of pilgrimage. Surprisingly, Lucy Trench, who wrote The Brilliant Little History of Pennal in 1927, quoted the Descent of the Saints from the 12th century, which records that the founding saints were Tanwg and Samaros. It seems also the parts of South East Wales and beyond was at one time known as Brittany, when Western Britain was all the land of the Britons. What is certain, early Celtic saints founded a church here, but it wasn't named after them, as many Welsh settlements were. It wasn't called Llandanwg, as Pennal's name was probably already set. This ancient site follows an oval or elliptic ring of stones, set in line with markers on the distant landscape. A few similar round churchyards survive in Wales, although the southern side of the wall has been altered at least twice, the last time in 1991 to widen the surrounding road. It was also unusual in that it is dedicated to St. Peter ad Vincula, St. Peter in chains. It is the only one in Wales, with a Chapel Royal in the Tower of London and the Basilica in Rome as sister churches. It lays claim to be the Chapel Royal of Owain Glyndŵr, Prince of Wales, since 1406. It was for a time one of the three chapels of ease for St. Cadfan's Church in Tywyn, before it became a parish church in 1683. Its fortunes have been a little checkered at times, probably because the living was in the gift of the Bishop of Lichfield and Coventry for centuries, and so a very poor one. In 1800, parishioners wrote complaining of the lack of services. One vicar, a Reverend Parkin, who lived across the river, was said to wade across the Dyfi to preach with his sermon and watch tucked under his top hat. And then a Colonel Appley, in a sportsman's diary, wrote that he much preferred Pennal Church to Machynlleth, as here he could bring his dogs in. Little is known of the older churches, but the first stone church was built in 1163 by Gruffydd ap Cynan, Prince of Gwynedd, who improved many of the churches throughout Gwynedd so that he and his family could worship while travelling around his lands. The church has been rebuilt at least four times since 1700, still using some of the bricks or tiles taken from the Roman fort nearby. A few can still be seen if you know where to look. The last time the church was altered was in 1873, yet it retains much of its 16th century character, including roof timbers, oak pews, and the ornately carved pulpit. One famous Welsh beauty is said to be buried within the walls, indeed under the altar. Lleici Llwyd was the daughter of Dolgellynen Farm on the banks of the Dyfi. In the late 1300s, she fell in love with a poet called Llywelyn Goch ap Meirug Hen. But her father did not approve at all, and so when Llywelyn left on his bardic tour to South Wales, as they did in those times, her father told Lleici that he had left her for another. Lleici broke her heart, collapsed and died. By the time Llywelyn returned, she was buried. He wrote an elegy to his love, considered to this day the finest Welsh love poem of the Middle Ages, which includes Gwae fi'r ferch wen o Pennal. Woe is me, the pure maid of Pennal. although Lleucu is well known in Wales, few know that she came from Pennal. But most Welsh people know of Owain Glyndŵr's association with our village. Owain ap Gruffydd, Lord of Glyndyfrdwy, was the last Welsh Prince of Wales, the hero of the people, who rose up in rebellion in 1400 to claim the lands of the ancestors lost during the conquest of Wales in 1282. He was a member of the Welsh gentry, educated at Inns of Court in London, a professional soldier and a faithful officer in Richard II's army. But when Henry IV took the throne, Owain was disillusioned, as were his countrymen. And in times of great hardship, thousands came to bear arms for him. He was proclaimed Prince of Wales and won many battles against the English army, the most famous at Bwlchyddgen near Pumlimon, which is only about 10 miles away as the crow flies. Here in Pennal, for 10 days during Lent in 1406, he called an assembly of nobles, representatives of the church, the law, and from every commote throughout the land, his last senedd. They discussed their vision for Wales, and in a letter to his ally, King Charles II of France, Llythyr Pennal, he set out the cornerstones of his policy, thereafter known as the Pennal Policy. Wales was to have two universities and its own church with Welsh-speaking clergy under the Pope in Avignon, Benedict XIII. He asked for Charles's aid to cement the tripartite treaty with himself and the lords for the north. His friend Gruffydd Young, Dean of Meirionnydd, prepared the letter. It was dated the 31st of March 1406 and signed Owain Princeps Walier. It is in the Archives National in Paris to this day, and is recognised as one of the most important documents in Welsh history, and as such gives Pennal its place in it for all time. On the wall opposite the doorway is the mural that depicts this historical meeting, painted by the renowned Welsh artist Aneurin Jones, entitled Cynulliad 1456, the Assembly of 1406, and unveiled by the great rugby player Ray Gravel in 1996. This was but a few years before the inauguration of the Welsh Assembly in 2000. In it, the artist depicts many famous living Welshmen, painting a few locals as well, a farmer, a lineman, and a renowned singer. Many come to Pennal to see this painting of Glyndŵr, who is still a national hero. Notice how his features are not defined clearly, because the artists believe that all Welsh people have their own vision of Owain. The only clues we have are his image on the Great Seal, set on the letter and broken by King Charles. Facsimiles of the letter were commissioned by the Welsh Government, and we have one of these in Canolfan Pennal. Owain's rebellion dwindled after 1407, and by 1415 he had disappeared. He was not caught or killed, but he had fought to fulfil the prophecy. He came to save Wales, and for centuries, and even today, some believe that he is only slumbering, until he was called upon once more. The walls inside the church are a testament to the increasing patronage of the landed gentry in the 19th century. Many are commemorated having served and died in faraway battles. One of the most touching, probably, is the brass memorial to the three eldest children of Charles and Francis Thruston of Talcar, Blanche, Emily, and Parker Thruston. The church was much improved in 1873, with many features added, including the beautiful stained glass east window by the altar, depicting the Ascension. Can you see the green man lurking in its border? It is believed to be the only stained glass version of this ancient pagan figure in any church or chapel. There are 5 stained glass windows in all, as well as other interesting artefacts such as wooden Flemish plaques from 1700 depicting Christian martyrs. The latest addition is the gallery, built in about 2010, though there was one before until 1873. Welsh names do not appear often, as by then most Welsh-speaking families worshipped at one of Pennell's 3 chapels, and after the mid-1800s only attended church for weddings or funerals. After 1895, they did not in law need to have a funeral or be buried on church property. The inscriptions on the graves outside are mostly older, going back to 1762, and make interesting reading. Who knew that Pennell had its own William Shakespeare buried here? Some gravestones show the names of people living in the parish of Tywyn. These, in fact, only lived the other side of the river, as within yards of this parish church lay the next parish until 1974. Just outside the door, on the ground, lies the gravestone of Evan Jones, who lived at Pen y Graig in the parish of Tywyn, and who died in 1828 at 30 years old. The house no longer exists, but was set on a rock in the middle of the salt marsh, near a tramway taking slates to the Dyfi, down opposite Glan Dyfi, before the Cambrian Coast Railway was built. Walking round the church, you will come to the Prince's Memorial Garden. It was dedicated by Bishop Anthony and opened by the famous journalist Jan Morris on the 4th of September 2004. Jan, then James, was most famous for being the only journalist to accompany Edmund Hillary on the British Mount Everest exhibition, and had it announced in the Times on 2nd of June 1953, Coronation Day. She also wrote a great deal about Welsh history and culture. The garden is on a medieval design by Peter Stiles, with circles of herbs and shrubs, around plaques dedicated to Owain Glyndŵr's family, to earlier princes, and to prominent clergy of his time. Repurposed gravestones create a serene and creative space to ponder the garden and historical figures. One gravestone is new, placed in memory of Richard Rees, the renowned international bass singer, featured in the painting, who chose to stay as a farmer in Pennell. The centrepiece sculpture of Owain Glyndŵr was created by Dave Haynes, who sculptured Glyndŵr as a warrior, sword in hand, gazing over to the hills. His cloak has a clasp in the form of a dragon. His shield shows a map of Wales and his coat of arms. Many creatures cover the figure, the red kites, buzzard, wolf and hare, as well as carvings of the oak and a harp. It is full of imagery, such as a chain over his heart and the faces of soldiers, mothers and widows. He saw that Owain's struggle helped to shape the Welsh nation. As you leave the churchyard, check what time it is on the village clock on the wall of the church. It was erected to celebrate the 21st birthday and coming of age of the heir of Talgath Estate in 1874, the same year as the Machynlleth Tower and clock. His name was Charles Nisbet Thruston, and local newspapers spoke of much frivolity and celebrating. Sadly, the clock fell on unfortunate times, but thanks to local people, it is now the face of time in Pennell once more. Many more stories can be heard on our walk around the village. To carry on, turn towards the bridge and visit Pennell over the river. Pennell people have got together with a project called Pennell 2050 to help provide a happy, prosperous and healthy place for generations to come. If you'd like to find out more, visit our website, www.visitpennell.wales.